It starts with the falcon, which is a tamed hunter, and it goes up to Seymour, you know, the big bird up there. All the story about the birds. Here, the birds are represented, the very small one, thoughts, flying above and dropping the stone. The elephant means the real physical power is not invincible. Even a small thought could change your fate. So, whenever or wherever you look at yourself and you will see a very strong personality which has been made for years and is being approved by the environment and settled down in your habits, don't worry, do not believe in that. A small change in your thought could change it all. That's actual miracle that is happening every single day. You know why? Because you are not the elephant. Because you are not the donkey. Because you are not the dog. Who is elephant and donkey and dog? This machine, the animal existence, is the combination of all these things, right? You're what? Oh brother, you are only your thought. The rest is bone and skeleton. We believe in thoughts. You are your imagination and your thought. This is the vehicle you borrow. I say borrow because you cannot be trusted for a long, long time. You borrow it for a very short time. Every single night you have to turn this in and go away. This will go in a repair mode and will do something. Next morning, hopefully you come back. You are not the owner of this. And this machine, remember, this machine could drive without you and will drive without you. Whenever you're absent-minded, this is driving, because this machine comes with a driver. My animal part is the driver of this. I'm the owner. Temporary owner. This is how it goes. This body is capable to live independently without my intelligence. It has done that for millennia, right? During these billion and billion years of improvement, this is doing its job. There's nothing wrong with this. Now, the driver should be tamed. This is the driver. Your intelligence is the driver of this machine. Apple is the natural driver of biological machine. Every biological machine we know on Earth is driven by the intelligence, right? That's what intelligence is and is made for. But you are the king of this. Or if the driver listens to you, if not, you're no one. You're just being carried away. You will be a baggage. Yeah, you'll be the checked luggage in this car. How do you tame the driver? Amazingly, this is what Rumi is trying to do for you here. We are talking to the driver to understand that the final goal is different. To understand that I have some sayings here. We are not here to dismiss the driver. The intelligence is not supposed to be dismissed, but it should be controlled. Because intelligence by nature is self-centered, we studied that. Because intelligence by nature is fed to me, and it depends on the society I live in and the parents and the culture injected in me, because intelligence is an ever-changing stuff. Because of all this that we studied up to here, we say, this intelligence should know that, yes, this driver is more powerful than me. You could knock me out easily. If you knock out this driver, the machine is dead, finished. Without me, he's stronger than me. We are teaching him that do not count on this strength, because that half is with me. I'm the breath of that one. And when the help comes, I will win. That I know for sure. Because imagine me being dropped in a car. One day I wake up, and I have been in this car for so many years now. The driver is driving, the jealousy is over there, the attitude is there, intelligence is there, my learned behavior is there. Someday I wake up and I want to lead the car. The driver wouldn't let me, and I will not be in a very hopeful situation, right? The hope is, I'm not here by an accident. I have been planted in this to do something. So, I have some hidden powers that could come to me from my big ear. So open your ears and listen to Rumi, because he's really doing it. Yes.
If you bite him with your teeth and make him bleed, toothache will attack you. How will you do? The lion saw himself in the well, and in his fury he did not know himself at that moment from the enemy. He regarded his own reflection as his enemy. Necessarily, he drew a sword against himself. Oh, many an iniquity that you see in others is your own nature.
Suddenly something else here. You see, he's developing the idea of this well. First, it's something that you do for others, you will be in it. Then, it came that, don't think that the small one, they are helpless. The hope is there, the invisible hand will help them. If you try to bite them, then your feet will bother you even. All of that, understandable. Right? Suddenly he changed the mind and said, look at this lion. Why did it happen? How he became so stupid to fall in the world? Because he didn't realize his own enemy, which is himself. Suddenly, who is your enemy really? If you have any, who is your enemy? Oh, it's you. It's yourself. But you will not recognize it. A lot of mental, moral problems are self-made. We will make it. This is why in animal kingdom there is no depression. But we experience even the depression, the regret and all that, because we do it to ourselves. And you know why the lion will not recognize that? The habit. When something bad happens to you, suddenly pointing a finger to someone else. It was not my fault. You know why I didn't succeed? Oh, that qaza wa qadar. Divine interference stopped me. Or someone tricked me. It was his fault. Denying the responsibility. Remember, that devilish stuff. That's the habit of this animal, right? And when I succeed, what will happen? Me take the credit. I did it, I was a genius, I know it. Oh, suddenly, that was that moment. Oh. This is how it is. So, look at it carefully. If you want to know your enemy, if you don't know your enemy, you will lose. If you want to know your enemy, realize that your enemy is you.